delegates at the Democratic National Convention today officially nominated Hillary Clinton to widespread cheering inside the arena. But outside, thousands of Bernie Sanders supporters banged on the security fences, shouting election fraud. It's still not clear if many of them will come around to Clinton. APRN's Liz Ruskin spoke to some of the Alaskans in Philadelphia who say what the Sanders fans do next could turn the tide of history.
For many of the Alaska delegates, the day started with a breakfast buffet in a hotel meeting room that they shared with the Wisconsin delegation. Special guest, Senator Bernie Sanders.
So let me conclude by thanking all of you for the support that you gave the political revolution, and I continue to look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you all very much.
Sanders spoke mostly about policy and almost in passing told his supporters they should work to ensure Clinton, and not Donald Trump, wins the White House. Sanders left like the Pied Piper, trailing a bevy of his passionate Alaska fans. The Alaskans followed Sanders down the hallway to the next breakfast for a different group of delegates, but attendance blocked them at the door.
He's going to Iowa. You guys aren't all going to make it.
Gavin Hudson, a Sanders delegate from Metlakatla, stood outside the Iowa breakfast. He loved what the Vermont senator told the Alaska delegation.
It's not just celebrity. It's not just because he's popular or that I like him. The best part about Bernie Sanders' speeches is that they're all focused on the issues.
It was just hours before the nomination, but Hudson said Sanders had not quite lost yet.
I understand that it's unlikely. I understand that the math isn't really working in our favor at this point.
Don't mistake his diehard commitment for unruliness. Hudson says he's not among the Sanders delegates who are booing pro-Clinton speakers at the convention.
I was raised better than that.
Hudson thinks the party stacked the deck against Sanders, but his frustration is not so great that he's willing to see Trump get elected.
Will I vote for Hillary is probably the question you really want to know. I'll plug my nose, I'll eat my vegetables, and I'll pull the lever for Hillary if need be.
Hudson is 36. Brenda Knapp of Juneau is a couple of decades older.
I'm here as a volunteer with the Alaska delegation.
Knapp wore not only her 2016 Hillary button, but her old Hillary button from 2008, the year Clinton lost the nomination to Barack Obama. Knapp says she knows the pain and anger of seeing your candidate lose. But she says it shouldn't take too long for the Sanders supporters to get on board with Clinton.
You can express some dissatisfaction, but don't keep it up, you know.
Knapp says she was reminded of 1968. Back then, she and other young Democrats saw their favorite long-shot candidate on the left, Eugene McCarthy, lose to the party's establishment candidate, Hubert Humphrey.
What happened is that not enough of us probably got behind Hubert Humphrey, and as a consequence, we had 8 years of Richard Nixon. That could happen again, and this would be, Trump is much scarier than Richard Nixon.
Knapp says she hopes today's Sanders supporters know the story of 1968 and avoid a repeat. Reporting from Philadelphia, I'm Liz Ruskin.